My name is Mr. Knockout Marion Armstrong.
My name is a pride of the South Side, DOC, from Dallas, Texas.
Right, Mr. Knockout, DOC, thank you very much for coming in. Mr. Knockout, I might ask, start with yourself. Tell us how you got started with the whole wrestling.
With the whole wrestling thing, I got started when I was about 15 years old. I was always a big wrestling fan, and I heard that there was a school opening up in Cork, in Ballincollig. It was the old NW Ireland training camp. And I started training there under Ross Brown, and I kept it up for a few years. And then I got stopped by a leg injury. Yeah. I broke my femur in four places.
Oh, you never go back to those places again?
No. And a few years later, the CCW Academy opened up again.
Yeah.
And I went in there, started training under Ross again. And then went on, CCW Academy moved to where it is now in the middle of the city, in the Celtic, what's it called, Celtic Fitness Gym. And I trained there a little bit under Blake Norton, and I'm still there now under new management, which is still going out, training away and working away on the shows.
And DLC, what about yourself?
Pretty much the same, you know. I'm a boy, little boy from Dallas, Texas, and I came over. I seen a gym, as he said, trained by Blake Norton, and I went in there for a while, kicked some ass, got an ass kicking as well at the same time, but yeah, plowing on still.
And what is it about kind of the whole wrestling thing that has kept you hooked in it, and why has it made you continue on with it?
I think it's the thrill of the crowd, the thrill of the fight, thrill of the entertainment, the look on people's faces when you're in there and you're punching the head off someone, or someone's punching the head off you, and afterwards you can go out and you can shake the hands of these kids that are in awe of it, the same as I was when I was younger, when I was in awe of a crowd, and you get to see that look on their face basically afterwards.
And the amount of work that goes in behind the scenes is quite phenomenal, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I mean, God, like we gotta train like 4 days, 5 days a week. We do like two, three days in the gym wrestling. Then we do gym outside of it. You know, we ain't no small guys. I might look like a small guy, but I can hit goddamn hard. I sure as hell can do that.
I suppose wrestling on a whole in this country is kind of, there's been a bit more focus on it since Fergal Devitt, Finn Balor has kind of rose to fame with NXT.
Yeah, that's true. Finn Balor has shed a light onto the Irish scene in a big way, and before he left to go to WWE or NXT, he very much showed the Irish wrestling scene. As in, he did a little bit of a tour. He came down, he did a training camp with us before he left. I think it was pretty much a week before he left, wasn't it? A week before he went to WWE, a year to the day that he won the NXT title. He showed the people that wrestling.ie, CCW, all those kind of places are worth going to. And I think he said one time that it's worth going to these shows, it's worth going to these independent shows, because you're going to see the next person that's going to rise up through the ranks. You're going to get in there on the ground level to see all these stars basically.
I suppose it must be inspiring as well to see him come through the ranks and kind of just get that level of fame.
100% inspiring. He's a person that I've been watching wrestle since I was 14, 13. He wrestled in like a school in Ballincollig in front of 70 people when I was 14, and to see where he is now, it's amazing.
I was the same. I saw Sheamus wrestle in Trebolgan in front of about 12 people before he got famous. It's just incredible. It's never know where the next star is going to come from.
It's unbelievable.
Tell me, you've got a big show coming up this weekend.
Yeah,
I sure do. Up in the parochial hall in Grana Brahar, we got it's about doors at 6:30. Show was on at 7:00. We got a stacked card, man. We got like 8 matches, I think, is it?
8 matches on the card. We have, yourself, you have a very emotional match, DOC.
Oh, yeah. That's a little story between me and the boss man himself, Lee Cahillan. For about a year, I teamed with a guy known as the Cork Kid, you know. Guy I considered a friend of mine, you know. And I tell you something, man. He stabbed me in that back in that match, revealed himself to be the chairman, Lee Cahillan. Wow, I can't wait to get my hands on SOB, as they call them.
we've really stacked card on it. I'm fighting for the number one contendership for the All-Star title in a triple threat match against Roughshod and LJ Cleary, who's coming down from Bray. And basically the winner of that match is going to be the number one contender for the new All-Star title. I've wrestled for that belt twice myself already, and I'm looking to earn my spot again to fight for it again. There's also really big news, which I'm sure people have heard if they're wrestling fans, that former NXT superstar CJ Parker is going to be at the show on Saturday in Grana Brahar, and he's going to be fighting for the CCW Heavyweight Championship against Lycan, and it's definitely going to be a good match. He's already called out Lycan online and said that he's ready to destroy him and the establishment, who are running fairly reckless around CCW.
And you see, that must kind of give you an extra bit of a buzz when you see an established star like that come over and wrestle in the same card as you.
Completely, 100%. It just shows that we're doing something right. I mean, if people like that want to come over and wrestle Irish talent, that's always great. It's always good. It always, again, sheds another light on the company, and it sheds a light on us, which otherwise might only be seen by the crowd that are there.
And you'll see the crowds have been getting bigger and bigger for CCW as well recently, haven't they?
Oh, they have. I mean, our last show in the community centre, I'd say we drew over 200 people, I'd say, which is really big because we're used to about 100 and something like that. But I tell you something, man, this next show is going to blow the roof off. You got to get your asses down here.
Yeah, Parochial Hall this coming Saturday evening at 6:30. It should be an absolute cracker. So tell me, guys, in your best promo style, tell me why fans should turn out this Saturday night.
Okay, this Saturday, if you get yourself down to CCW, you are guaranteed to see some hard-hitting action. People are going to hit the floor, people are going to blood, people are going to bleed, people are going to cry, people are going to sweat all over the place just for your entertainment. There will be punches thrown, there will be punches given, there will be kicks into the head, and you can guarantee that you are going to leave there entertained at best.
All I got to say is if you want to see a beating by DOC on the hands of Lee Callahan, get your ass down there, boys. I gotta say, it's a loser leaves town match. I don't want to leave town. I love Cork City. I love Dallas, but I love Cork City more. Ye fans make it. Me want to do it every single day. I swear, you're going to see me. Catch Lee. We're going to fight. We're going to go. It's a no-holds barred. Anything goes. Anywhere goes. Pinfalls, submissions, you name it.
Awesome, guys. Well, thanks for
coming. Can I say one thing before we finish?
You can indeed.
I was listening to the radio today. Before this recording, and Neil Prendeville said that Conor McGregor only went two rounds and that was easy. If Neil Prendeville thinks that's easy to go two rounds with a fighter, tell him that we have three dates coming up. We have a date in Grona Brohair, we have a date in Mallow, and we have a date in Middleton. And if he wants to step in the ring for two rounds, I have no problem showing him that that is not an easy thing to do.
I know how tough it is. I boxed a couple of times myself and it's not any fun, and I was only for 6 minutes, let alone for 10. But guys, thanks very much for coming in, and best of luck with the show on Saturday night, and no doubt we'll chat to you again very soon.
Thank you very much.